Another student discovered Christine Rothschild's body outside Sterling Hall on May 26, 1968. The 18-year-old freshman had been stabbed and strangled. The organizer of today's service is Rothschild's college friend, Linda Shulko. She says she's frustrated that the case has remained open all these years. Shulko says investigators could make progress if they used more sophisticated forensic testing methods that weren't available when the murder took place.
One other hope that I have is that all the unfortunate families and friends that have shared tragedy over the past months and years because of other UW students being murdered or those affiliated with the city of Madison who were murdered, they need to realize that this is a never-ending endeavor.
Shulko says Christine Rothschild's parents died without any closure on the case. She says she hopes that families of other Madison-area murder victims, including Joel Marino and Brittany Zimmerman, don't have to go through the same ordeal. Arlene Rothschild is hoping for closure. She says her sister was her best friend.
I would go to Christine's room because she was most of the time in there studying, because she studied a real lot. So I would give her a break, and we would just laugh together and have good times together.
The campus carillon bells will be rung in Christine Rothschild's honor today. Among those sharing memories at the service are a former detective who worked on the case, the daughter of Rothschild's Sunday school teacher, and one of her professors. Jesse Boyett Anderson, Wisconsin Public Radio.